As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Look, I think a lot of people, when they're trying to lose weight, have different motivations for losing weight. Stay on track. For us, it's fear. That is the motivation that has been selected.
Tommy's at mic music.
I don't know if y'all noticed last night at Burt's book release party. I had my fast shirt on.
Do you have two different wardrobes?
No, it's pretty much the only shirt that fits me that's a button down.
One closet is wishful thinking, and the other one are the ones you wear every day.
If I wear any of the other shirts, I have to stand up the whole time. Because if I sit down, somebody's going to get killed by a button.
Like a scene out of The Matrix.
Everybody's dodging buttons.
Here they come.
So Tommy, our show director, and Rebecca, who does social media for us and so much more, have decided they want to lose some weight, and they have challenged each other. Rebecca, you want to take it from here? What's on the line? And why you used it for motivation?
Yes, sir. So we are both going to fight our way to the weight loss scale in order to not bungee jump off a cliff.
Because you both hate heights.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank everybody who keeps sending me videos of people who bungee jump and the cord snaps.
There was one last week. Did you see that one last week?
Yes.
Dude.
Yeah, in like Thailand.
That dude survived though, didn't he?
Yeah, because it snapped just as it reached its length. So he was right over the river and that's when it snapped. So his fall was really only like 3 feet. Scary enough though, because he was expecting to go back up in the air. But a lot of these, man, you make the first bungee and then while you're on your way up is when it snaps.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Perfect way to start this break.
Right.
So I'm not afraid of it snapping. I'm afraid of having a heart attack and dying on the way down.
So we haven't checked in with you guys, and I can't exactly remember the measurement that we were using to prove who wins this whole thing.
Percentage, because typically men have an easier time losing weight than women. Mm-hmm. And so in order to make this fair, it's not going to be total pounds lost. It's going to be percentage of weight loss.
Okay. So the last time we talked about this, I think after the show, you guys went downstairs. Cassie, were you the one that did?
I was, yeah. We weighed in on the scale downstairs. We took photos of the weight. We also took photos of what they were wearing so that when they re-weigh in down the line, they can wear the exact same thing.
Okay. And whoever loses this bet does have to bungee jump. So that was a couple of weeks ago, and I think Kristen and I realized yesterday we haven't, like, followed up with you guys. Like, what's going on?
So how's the weight loss journey going?
Not well, Kristen.
Okay.
What does that mean, not well?
I told Tommy, I think we're going to show up and both be 10 pounds heavier.
So you looked at Tommy and you said, I think you're going to be 10 pounds heavier?
I think I'll be fine. I don't have to do anything.
I have had my daily Mountain Dew. And then, of course, last night, you know, I thought it was just going to be a little bit of food, like somebody walking around with some finger sandwiches or something. Bert had the spread. He had like 18 tables with food on it.
Well, that doesn't mean you had to eat it. I mean, you could have made your own little plate.
Hey,
Hi.
That would have been impolite had I not partaken. Well,
if you're nothing else, you're polite.
That food was good, though.
So this has not been proper motivation for you? You're not seeing results that you'd like to so far?
I would say the first week was a little bit of a probationary week. I didn't do that well. But this week, I've really started to, I'm kind of revving the engines, I would say. It's starting up. I'm doing better.
My car's up on blocks in the front yard.
What is a probationary week when you're about to lose weight?
It's like that's... you're wrapping your mind around what you have to do, so you give yourself time to accept.
Wow. It takes a week to do that?
Right. I mean, sometimes, right?
I thought it was going to be a day of just, I'm going to celebrate the food that I'm just going to let go. I'm going to say goodbye. And then it happened Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It didn't get a lot better.
See, I think she's lying. I think she set me up because she looks like she's lost weight to me.
Oh, God, don't look at me.
I think you're lying.
I think she is, too.
She's trying to okey-doke me.
That would be smart. Mm-hmm.
I got your back, but probationary week, we're halfway through week three since we've taken the photos.
Oh, my God.
I just looked it up.
She meant month.
First month. Okay, there we go.
So I have had a mountain tour to two every day, and I'll walk in here, and it'll be finished. We got a little, recycle can in there.
Yeah.
And I throw it in. I said, how funny would it be if I just took the same Mountain Dew to okey-doke her and just kept throwing the same bottle in the recycle can?
Just to get in her head a little bit.
Okay,
how about we just focus on like our
actually losing the weight?
Why would you do that when you can play mind games with a coworker?
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
So, Tommy, as far as your progress goes over the last three weeks.
My plan is to start on vacation. Which is next week.
That's usually the other way. People usually wait till after vacation.
No, because then I have time to work out. Like the problem now is I never can find the time to work out.
Nobody wants to call them out.
It's either workout or nap. Workout or nap.
I can feel that. And you can't work out when you're tired. You got to take a nap.
No, yes, you can.
You can work out tired.
That's when injuries happen, Bert.
Says
the other fat person in this room who's not doing this competition because she knows she'd lose. I'm going to nap all day, every day.
And then I plan to take like an hour nap. And then 4 hours later, I wake up and say, oh, well, maybe tomorrow I'll work out.
This is really going great.
Oh, man.
All right.
It's just beautiful. Okay, so when is the... Way in,
May
way
18th.
Out, May 18th. Okay.
I think we need to add another stipulation
because
I don't think they're motivated enough. If neither of you lose weight, you're both bungee jumping.
Oh, I'll lose weight.
That's good.
In tandem?
I don't know. If you want to jump in tandem with Tommy, you can.
Same rope.
We're getting the bungee that they used in Thailand. That one, dude. I like that idea.
There's a little bit of motivation that way. It's fine if you don't lose a lot, but if you both gain weight or stay the same, well, then you have failed yourselves.
Okay,
you
that's
wait.
Fair.
Next week, I'm going to come back, and it'll be like half of me.
Okay, May, what is it again?
18.
May 18th.
Mm. It's on.
Is it?
Are we still in the probationary period?
The oven's on, the microwave's on.
The Bert Show.